All right, let's dive into something, webmasters. How do we make those servers really hum, without having to like become a coding whiz or spend a fortune?
Right.
That's what we're looking at today, NGINX extras.
Yeah.
And really going to break down why this deep dive is worth every minute.
Everyone uses NGINX, but today we're going to unlock its full potential.
Absolutely. It's like you got that like trusty old car, it gets you from A to B,
Yeah.
but now we're talking about dropping in a supercharged engine. And the cool thing is you get to choose what you want to upgrade.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of dynamic modules. You can add features on the fly without any of the headache.
So no more like spending all night, hunched over the computer just to add one tiny little feature.
Exactly. You pick and choose exactly what you need for your goals. Maybe you need speed, maybe you need rock solid security, or maybe you want to send custom content based on where someone is.
Now you're speaking my language, but let's back up for a second. What are some real-world examples of these so-called superpowers? What are the ones that'll make people go, whoa?
Well, everyone's hyped about HTTP/3 right now, and of course, NGINX Extras supports that. But what's really interesting is Brotli compression. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of that.
Like, imagine shrinking those bulky JavaScript files on your site by something like 20%, even more than you could with the usual JIP,
Okay, and for those of us who maybe aren't coding websites every day, what does that actually look like for me?
Like pages that load crazy fast, happy visitors, and Google might even bump up your search ranking.
It's all connected. Okay, I'm definitely seeing the appeal here, but let's dig a bit deeper into these dynamic modules. Like, our source material calls them a game changer, but how are they different from the way most people are used to messing with NGINX modules?
Honestly, it's a night and day difference. Traditionally, you had to compile them yourself, which was a huge pain,
Oh, yeah.
like trying to build a whole house just to add a room.
I'm having flashbacks to some very, very late nights coding.
With dynamic modules, you can forget all that.
Yeah.
They're designed to be easy to install and upgrade. Just like apps on your phone, you find it, you click it, you're good to go.
So way less chance of like destroying my website by just trying to add something new.
Exactly. Dynamic modules run independently, which makes them super flexible and less likely to break things.
Phew. Okay. That's good to know. But enough about like the technical stuff. What about the actual modules themselves? Our source mentioned a whole bunch. What are some of the really exciting ones? The ones that'll make people listening go, I need that.
Well, we've talked about, Brotli and HTTP/3 SKUs for speed, but that's just scratching the surface, really. NGINX Extras has something for like almost everything. Take mod security, for instance. It's like having a bodyguard for your site, blocks anything malicious before it even gets close to your server.
That's got to be music to some people's ears. What with all the cyber attacks going around these days?
For sure. And then you've got things like GeoIP2, and this is where it gets really interesting, for the marketing folks out there.
Okay, yeah, tell me more about that one because I remember seeing GeoIP2 in the source material and it definitely caught my eye.
Okay, so imagine this. Someone in France goes to your website, right?
Right.
And bam, everything's in French automatically. Prices are in euros. You could even like give them special deals based on where they are. That's GeoIP2.
Wow. So you're not just translating the website, you're making it feel like it was made just for them.
Exactly. It's all about that personal touch, right?
Yeah.
And that can make a huge difference, like getting people to actually buy stuff or use your site more.
See, this is what I love about these deep dives. It's like you find out about all these next level tools that you didn't even know existed. But let's be real, all of this sounds great, but it probably costs a fortune, right?
You would think so, right? But get this, NGINX Extras only sets you back $100 a year.
Wait, hold on. $100 for a whole year?
You heard right. And here's the kicker that covers unlimited machines. So you can have a huge company running their whole website on this for like less than your morning coffee habit.
Now that you mention it, I probably do spend more on fancy lattes. This is wild. It's like David versus Goliath, a small company coming in with a killer product and a price that'll make the big guys sweat.
It really evens the playing field, right? Makes this kind of tech something anyone can afford, not just the big spenders.
After this, maybe we should see about getting a sponsorship from NGINX Extras. Seriously, this is too good not to share.
Right. But seriously, the value is incredible. It's like having all the bells and whistles of those expensive web server setups, but without the crazy price tag.
Okay, so say someone listening is sold on this, and I mean, who wouldn't be? Where do they even begin? How do you decide which modules you need? Yeah, it's like having this menu of web server upgrades. Where do you even start?
Well, it all boils down to like what you actually need.
Yeah.
What are your pain points?
Right.
Like if your site's slow, maybe look at Brotli compression, the HTTP/3, worried about hackers.
Yeah.
Mod security is your new best friend.
Yeah.
Want to make that custom experience for each visitor we talked about.
Right.
GeoIP2, all the way.
Yeah.
So it's not just about getting every module. It's about getting the right ones for what you want to do.
Exactly. And the best part is you can kind of test things out without having to worry about like breaking your whole site. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Try something out, see if it helps, and then adjust if you need to.
It's all about that agile approach. I love it. But before we wrap things up, one more thing I wanted to touch on. We've talked about how user-friendly NGINX Extras is, you know, especially compared to like the nightmare of compiling modules. Can you explain a bit more about why dynamic modules are so much easier to work with? What's the magic behind them?
It's all in how they work with the main NGINX software you see.
Oh.
When you compile a module, it's like you're baking it into the core of your setup.
So it'd be like trying to change a cake recipe after you already put it in the oven.
Exactly. It gets messy fast. But dynamic modules are different. They run separately, like independent apps. So you can add them, remove them, update them without messing with the heart of your NGINX setup.
So it's less about like rewriting the whole code of your web server and more like plugging in these pre-built tools that just work.
Exactly. And that makes a huge difference when it comes to like how easy it is to use, how flexible it is, and how safe it is.
Wow. This has been a real eye-opener, honestly. I feel like we've only scratched the surface of what NGINX Extras can do.
Yeah, just dipped our toes in, really.
But I think this gives everyone listening a great starting point.
Definitely.
So if you're ready to take your web server to the next level, and let's be honest, who isn't NGINX Extras is the way to go. It's powerful, it's surprisingly affordable, and it's way easier to use than you'd think. We'll make sure to link to the documentation for NGINX Extras in the show notes so you can check out all the modules and see what catches your eye.
Oh, yeah. And don't be surprised if you lose yourself in there for hours.
Yeah.
There's a lot to explore.
All right, folks, on that note, we're going to wrap things up. Until next time, happy optimizing.